Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we're pleased to have back with us the Jamestown Community Chorus. Here is B.J. Whitehouse. Welcome back, B.J.
Thanks, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us. B.J. is the music director. And Dorothy Strang is back. Welcome back, Dorothy.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's good to be here.
Dorothy is a past president of the organization, so she knows everything we want to know about the Jamestown Community Chorus, because actually we're celebrating a very important concert coming up on December 13th and 14th. Dorothy, this is not BJ's 5th or 10th or 15th, but it is.
I believe it's his 101st concert.
Wow.
But the important part of this concert for all of us is that it commemorates, it celebrates the 25 years that he and accompanist Janet Grant have been working together to make music in Jamestown.
Wow, 25 years, BJ. I didn't even know you were that old.
Well, I started when I was 12.
Okay, and it works out that way, I guess, if you add that all up. And the Jamestown Community Chorus is a wonderful organization. It's been around for longer than the 25 years, though, correct, BJ?
It's been around since 1949. I started up in 1989. So this will be 65 years of singing in Jamestown.
Wow. And it's a group made up of men and women. And about how many in the organization right now?
We average about 50. That's about how many are in there now.
50 singers, that's great. And the concert's coming up on December 13th, Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and that's going to be at the Central Baptist Church, 99 Narragansett Avenue in Jamestown, and then again on Sunday, December 14th at 3 p.m., also at the Central Baptist Church. So we'll make sure you have information about how to get tickets and so forth, but first thing we want to do is, the concert is called Silver Bells, and I guess there's a tie-in there, Dorothy, as we set off here. BJ's 25th and silver.
The silver bells certainly signal that it is a special anniversary concert, yes.
Good little segue there, and we're going to be listening to music. Some of this is going to be performed in those concerts that we're listening to, BJ, or all of it?
All of the music that I brought along today will be singing. Some of the recordings are not by the Jamestown Community Chorus. Some of them are brand new performances by us. Some of them are from other choruses. But it gives you a good idea about what the musical program is going to be. It's rather eclectic. It starts off usually with classical music. In this case, it starts out with winter music and then moves along through Oxford carols and then lightens up. And, of course, we will sing an arrangement of Silver Bells at some point.
Well, there you go. Well, let's start off with a tune called Dark of Winter. Tell us about this one.
This song was written by a colleague of mine, Shirley Denham Jackson, who is a resident composer and music director of a Unitarian Universalist Church in North Carolina. It's in the Unitarian hymnal, and it's one of my favorite hymns. It's a beautiful song, the words are lovely, and we hope will set the tone for the evening. The choir will process into the sanctuary in dim light until they reach the risers and so forth. And it's a very contemplative song for winter.
My mind profoundly.
Beautiful music provided by the Jamestown Community Chorus, and that, in fact, was the Jamestown Community Chorus.
It was. It was from our performance in 2005 with a festival chorus. We had sponsored an a get-together called Risings, or Rhode Island Sings, at Vets Auditorium.
Right, I remember that, yeah.
And that was our performance from that evening. It was a great time to get together with a lot of singers from around the state.
Excellent. And this next piece is not done by you or performed by you, the one that we're listening to.
This is one I've never done before, except I love double choir pieces. And this particular, it's a Sanctus, 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 or Heilig, by Mendelssohn. And it's a double choir piece, and you will hear two distinct choirs singing, and we have a small ensemble doing the second choir piece. It goes by lickety-split, so you have to listen carefully, but it is a beautiful piece of music. It is a wonder. It's a lot of fun to sing. And when you get the antiphony going between the two choruses, there's this little echo delay from the Renaissance, basically, mm-hmm. that Mendelssohn put into this piece. So this one is called Heilig.
All right, and you'll hear it go by, lickety-split. Go. If you're looking for a perfect way to celebrate the season, Jamestown Community Choir, or Chorus, sorry, Jamestown Community Chorus has the perfect way for you to do it, and that would be on Saturday, December 13th at 7:30, or Sunday, December 14th at 3 p.m. And this is BJ's 25th year, and along with BJ, Darth, you mentioned that it's also Janet Grant's 25th year.
Yes, the two have been a mighty team and leaders in the musical life of Jamestown for all of that time. I think there's a wonderful example of the kind of leadership that they have given the community. You may know or you may not know that Jamestown has its own piano. That an organization called the Jamestown Piano Association bought several years ago, a beautiful Schimmel grand piano. Janet Grant was amongst the founding members of the Jamestown Piano Association, and the Schimmel piano is housed currently at one of the churches in Jamestown. However, a lot of Jamestown groups need a good piano at the rec center, where performances are given for the theater and various groups. And this fall, BJ and Janet decided that they would fill a longstanding need and find a way to purchase a good piano, not a Schimmel, but a good piano for the rec center. They put out the word that they would be collecting money towards a good piano. And within, I would say, days, they had not only enough money to buy a fine piano for the rec center, but to have a special case built for it to protect it from whatever, and quite a lot of money left over for a maintenance fund. So when people know that BJ and Janet have a musical quest, they are open-hearted and very generous.
And it gets accomplished.
Oh, right. Yes, indeed.
Well, that's great news. And the rec center now has a piano. And it's not one of those ones that I had when I was a kid. It's a little plastic thing.
It's exactly like that. Like, exactly. It's a kawaii console, little tiny toy piano. It's a beautiful kawaii. Again, it's not the Schimmel, but the interesting news is prior to our concert, the Saturday, December 6th before that, we're going to christen that piano with a community carol sing following the tree lighting.
Okay.
So everybody will get a chance to utilize the piano. And by the way, the chorus sort of is the de facto owner of the piano. We're donating it to the town, but mm-hmm. we will maintain it at our expense.
Excellent. So if you have interest in something like that and you want to help out, I'm sure it's going to take more money as it goes along. You can always donate to the cause. Go to the website and you'll find out all kinds of contact information about things that are going on with the Jamestown Community Chorus. Let's get to another piece of music, BJ. What do you have for us now?
Well, in German, it's Es ist ein Rosensprungen, but most people know it as Lo, how a rose are blooming. It is my absolute favorite carol. It comes from about the 15th century or 16th century by Michael Pretorius. It will be instantly recognizable to anybody who loves Christmas music.
Obviously a live recording, and that was done, about 20 years ago, perhaps?
It was 1993. I directed that chorus. It was the Jamestown Community Chorus. It was recorded at St. Matthew's in Jamestown.
There you go. Well, we have time to squeeze one more in before we take our first break. What do you have for us next?
Well, this one goes back quite a ways, and I hope that everybody will forgive me for this particular performance, but this was done by my high school madrigal group when I was in high school 180 years ago. We transcribed it from the wax cylinder, as you mentioned,
right,
to an MP3
right.
file. Yeah. But I could not find a recording of it anywhere else. It's by Thomas Morley. It's a madrigal. It's referred to, the name of it is Lirum Lirum, which is basically fa-la-la-la-la. But you'll hear the rest of the text. But there is a very young B.J. Whitehouse, about 16 years old, singing the second tenor part.
Okay, and what town would this have been in?
Elyria, Ohio, my
Elyria,
hometown.
Elyria, Ohio. Oh, all right, here we go. And we'll listen to that, then take a short break, and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
You that belong to my heart's song, beckon me to tread your ground. Shepherds, leave your pasture sweet. Sweet, little, little, little.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with B.J. Whitehouse and Dorothy Strang, representing the Jamestown Community Chorus, and we've been listening to music that B.J. has provided, some that the chorus has performed over the years, and that last one that his high school group did in 1921. 1972. I was a little mixed up there. But that was very good, BJ. That didn't sound like a high school group.
Well, we had game.
Yeah, all right. We're talking about a concert that's going to be coming up soon, December 13th and 14th. Dorothy, tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. The concert is called Silver Bells. It will be performed twice. First on Saturday evening, December 13th at 7:30 p.m., and then on Sunday afternoon, December 14th at 3 p.m., both performances at Central Baptist Church in Jamestown. Tickets are always available at the door, but they can be reserved in advance. There's a phone number you can call, 401-423-1574. And very soon, there will be advance tickets available at several businesses in Jamestown, Jamestown Hardware, Baker's Pharmacy, and The Secret Garden. Chorus members will always be very happy to sell you tickets as well.
And is there a website people can get information from?
There is a website. The website address is JamestownChorus, all one word, .com.
That's simple enough, JamestownChorus.com. Excellent. BJ, we've listened to some what you described at the beginning of the show as eclectic music, some of it a little bit dark and some of it lickety-split. Is that a German term? We didn't decide that.
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
I think from the south of Germany, near Munich.
Near Munich, okay. But this, we have two pieces we're going to put together coming up. Tell us about the next two that we're going to hear.
Well, these next two are right out of the Oxford Carols for Choirs book. This is a collection of 100 carols arranged by David Wilcox, John Rutter, all of these fabulous English arrangers and composers. We're going to listen to two. One is a traditional setting of The Truth from Above, and then probably one of the more ebullient pieces in the program, What Cheer, and it's not What Cheer Knee Top, as we heard many years ago at the Providence River. No, this is What Cheer, which is basically, you know, how you doing?
There you go. Well, see, I have a little trivia question for those. I won't give it to you because I know you know the answer to this, but what year would have that been for the What Cheer Knee Top?
I think it was 1921.
It was 1636, just those of you that are wondering. All right, let's listen to those two pieces now.
Thank you.
Dorothy, you have a little background on this next piece of music. Tell us about Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind.
Yes, this is one of several pieces that a small ensemble is doing. And dear to my heart, the words are from Shakespeare, as perhaps people know. They are from As You Like It, Act 2, Scene 7. One of the many songs in that play, apparently As You Like It has more songs in it than any other Shakespeare play. And this one is a very bitter meditation on the ingratitude of man, even more sharp than the winter winds. It's a wonderful setting by
Rutter.
John Rutter.
And
a great challenge to sing, but enormously satisfying.
Excellent. And BJ, we're going to couple that with one called simply Winter.
It's another text by Shakespeare. This is When Icicles Hang by the Wall.
Right.
And it's we had to do some research. In fact, Dorothy did some detective work on the vocabulary because Joan doth keel the pot, and we weren't sure what keeling a pot meant, and Dorothy was able to help us out with that.
Do we get to find out, or do we have to go to the concert?
I think you have to come to the concert to find out.
So if you want to find out how to keel a pot, we'll see you in December.
All right. That's legal in some states now.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
But
like
not all.
The two songs, and again, I try to listen as well as I talk. When I'm directing a course, you have to listen for feedback. But some of the other things that came out is Dorothy had this great idea that I'm going to pursue for the spring, and these are two of the these are two pieces that reflect that idea. In the spring, we're going to do a concert based almost all on Shakespeare texts. So Song for Today, these are two of the others, and then we have It Was His Lover and His Lass, all sorts of songs from Shakespeare, sonnets, and so forth. So if anybody's interested in that, that we'll start singing up in January again, and keep an eye on our website and so forth. But it'll be Brush Up Your Shakespeare.
I was going to say, of course, Brush Up Your Shakespeare.
There you go. We'll listen to these two, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're talking with B.J. Whitehouse and Dorothy Strang that are representing the Jamestown Community Chorus, talking about the concert that's coming up soon and some of the music that's going to be listened to by our generous audience that evening. And B.J., I noticed that you mentioned you will be doing some Shakespeare next year. And you said if some people want to come along, then catch up with you in January. Does that mean you have auditions in January?
We never have auditions. Anybody who wishes to sing with us is able to sing with us. It will start up usually either the Monday of Martin Luther King Day or the following Monday. Our rehearsals are Monday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Central Baptist Church, which is a wonderful host for us. We are secular and non-denominational. Everybody from the greater Jamestown area is invited to sing, regardless of age, regardless of whatever. I figure if I can't get you to sing well, I must be a pretty lousy conductor.
And by greater Jamestown area, BJ means that we have singers who come across both bridges Jamestown for rehearsals and performing.
They cross the bridge.
They do.
Okay.
Lots.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have to if you don't live in Jamestown, right? Or you could take a boat or fly.
But I love that phrase, the greater Jamestown community.
So that's going to be in mid-February, I guess, right?
Concert won't be until May. I mean, here we are, you know, in early winter kind of feel.
Okay.
And but no, we're talking about May. The rehearsals start in January, and like I said, Monday nights, we hope to see you there.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get back to this particular concert and this next piece of music that you have coming up for us.
Well, a wassail it can be a verb and it can be a noun, as it turns out. Wassail as a noun is basically, it can either be a song or it can be a hot drink made with beer and breadcrumbs. I'm not sure why people would do that, along with cinnamon and lemon. So okay. I've had real wassail in the past, and bless their hearts. Anyway, when you go wassailing, you're going caroling. And different communities had different wassails that are very similar. Now, these are songs. This is the Gower Wassail that we're going to listen to next time, and it's by the Rebels group out of Boston.
The Rebels group out of Boston, I'm not familiar with them. Is that a national group?
It is a group that communities all over the country, probably maybe world, I'm not sure. John Langstaff started it some years ago. And if you've never been to a Rebels performance up in Harvard Square, it's just a lot of fun. It's basically a program changes. I think the 12th night that Chorus of Westerly puts on is very similar to that concept. Can't make it up there, I suggest. I've been to the Chorus of Westerly's performance many times. We have put on Rebels-like performances. But this particular arrangement of the Gower Wassail is by the Rebels group.
Here we go.
Oh, wassail, oh, wassail throughout of our town. Our cup, it is white, and our ale, it is brown. Our wassail is made of the good ale and fine. Some nutmeg and ginger, the best we could find. And the night is long, and the day it is gray, and the old year is fading, the new comes our way. Our wassail is made of the elderberry bough, and so, my good neighbors, I'll drink unto thou. Besides all on earth, you'll have apples in store. Pray, let us come in, for it's cold by the door. And the night is long, and the day it is gray, and the old year is fading, the new comes our way. We know by the moon that we are not too soon, and we know by the sky that we are not too high, and we know by the stars that we are not too far, and we know by the ground that
Once again, we've been listening to music provided by the Jamestown Community Chorus, and they are going to have a concert on Saturday, December 13th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 14th at 3 p.m. And Dorothy, they're both at the same location.
They're both at Central Baptist Church in Jamestown. Tickets are $15 and $10 for seniors and students. Tickets always available at the door, but also able to be reserved by calling 423-1574 or buying them at Baker's Pharmacy, the Jamestown Hardware Store, or the Secret Garden, all in Jamestown.
Excellent. And BJ, what do we have next?
Well, it's always a busy time, winters and Christmas and so forth. This next one is one of my favorite pieces for this time of year. It's Light One Candle. It is a Hanukkah piece, originally done by Peter, Paul, and Mary, then comes up with, Robert de Cormier, who was an arranger, who I met some years ago at Bowling Green, who arranged for Lawson Gould Publishing, and he put together a really nice arrangement. It's hard to arrange folk songs for choruses because they sound kind of stilted. Mm-hmm. In this case, I think he did a nice job. The piano part sort of emulates guitar, but you will hear that it talks about light one candle for the Maccabee children, and it's lighting the menorah at Hanukkah.
Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice, just as a prayer.
Well, it looks like we're coming up to the end of another hour of great music provided by the Jamestown Community Chorus, and I want to thank you, Dorothy, for coming in once again. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Mike. It was fun to be back.
Nice to have you with us, and BJ, always a pleasure, and I look forward to the next time.
Well, I sure hope so, because I really enjoy this, and I know that a lot of our folks and a lot of people have come up to me following Conducting Conversations, citing on how much they enjoy the show.
Well, excellent. I'm glad that people are listening and enjoying, and we hope to bring a lot of information to our listeners out in WCRI land. We have one more piece of music that you can tell us about, and also some of the people that will be playing along with that music, I guess.
Well, the last piece is Gaudete, which is also called Sing We Now Rejoice, again from the Renaissance. Some people may remember it from the English folk group Steel Eye Span in the 1960s and 1970s. But I decided I wanted a pickup band because there's three percussion parts to this and two recorder parts. And so I figured if we're going to pull out those resources, we may as well have some fun. So we're having, as I note here, a thoroughly rehearsed pickup instrumental ensemble of two guitars, an Indian drum, a ukulele, finger cymbals, two recordists, an organist, and a fiddler.
There you go. It doesn't seem like there could be anything else you need.
At that point, I don't think so. They'll be playing a couple traditional carols, and then we'll play Gaudete and end the first half.
All right. Well, this is going to be the concert on Saturday, December 13th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 14th at 3 p.m. at the Central Baptist Church in beautiful Jamestown. We'll listen to this, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.